AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
The Hard Shoulder,
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
What to watch on The Hard Shoulder, and I'm joined in studio by John Fardy, the presenter of Screen Time here on News Talk, and entertainment journalist and podcaster Dee Reddy. You're both very welcome to the studio. Now, this is the ideal time of year to start doing a little bit of research, build up a little bank of things that you're going to watch between Christmas and New Year, so you're not finding yourself stuck, I often find, in that period. Yeah. What'll we watch? You know, that awful conversation that you have as you flick through Netflix.
Well, it used to be you'd get your supplement and be kind of marking off the things that you wanted to watch. We don't really have that nowadays.
Well, the RTE Guide, though, big shout out to the National Broadcaster. That's still a nice thing to read because you see everything in it, you know. Streamers have also entered the kind of, we're going to have Christmas TV to binge. Like, that's how Bridgerton kind of became the thing it did during the pandemic.
Although, it has to be said, not really safe viewing for sitting around with the family.
As I learned.
Oh, did you?
Yes, with the family.
My mum kindly warned me. Like, she was like, you know, your dad's coming in to watch the telly. You might want to turn that off.
Yeah, I think I got a bad cough or something and just had to leave the room or made some tea or something like that. Okay, anyway, let's go to your first choice today. So this is part of the Knives Out series of films. This is the number 3 on the list.
Third one.
Wake Up Dead Man.
Wake Up Dead Man. Also the name of a U2 song on pop, isn't it? Wake Up Dead Man. Yeah, I think they actually play that in it. Anyway, we're going down a rabbit hole. So for people who don't know, Knives Out came, I can't remember when, it's probably 10 years ago at this stage, and it was a real modern yet blast from the past kind of Agatha Christie whodunit, and it was terrific, and it had Daniel Craig clearly going, I don't want to be Bond anymore, playing this guy Benoit Blanc, who was this kind of servant gentleman. I won't do the accent,
but you do it so well.
Yeah. I don't do that. You're being kind,
but actually he almost deliberately hams up the accent, so you were doing a fair approximation.
That's
there
true. I was hamming up Daniel Craig, hamming up a southern gentleman, and he plays this almost Columbo like detective who's almost making out he's a bit daft and he doesn't make sense of the big city, but he's actually the smartest guy in the room. And they tend to have this ensemble of great Hollywood actors in a particular setting. This time it's in a church in upstate New York, where a priest has been murdered. Josh O'Connor comes in to this small parish with all these really strange people who were a devotee of this priest, played by Josh Brolin. It's not a spoiler to say he dies, because that's at the start, but he's all through it because it's played in Kickback. Then Daniel Craig comes in and tries to investigate what's going on. Joss O'Connor plays the priest who's there, really worried what's going on in this parish, and realizes there's almost a cult of sorts going on. I don't want to say much more than that.
It's classic murder mystery stuff.
Classic, but modern. It's brilliant. So you have Andrew Scott, for instance, the great Andrew Scott, who's playing this kind of guy in the parish who wants to become a famous novelist, but is kind of starting to wear a tin pot on his head. He's gone very strange. Glenn Close plays a devotee of Josh Brolin. She's brilliant. But it is spoiler ridden. But if you love a good whodunit, this is great. In fact, Glenn Close is on screen time this week. I'll just throw that in. But
With Mila Kunis.
She did stop me basically going, I compared it to one of her previous movies, and she said, I don't think they'd want me to say anything. That's kind of a spoiler. And I didn't think I was giving a spoiler. So it is spoiler ridden. Suffice to say, everyone in this, from Mila Kunis to Josh O'Connor,
that's a phenomenal ensemble.
That's the thing, though, with those films, isn't it? It's these ensemble casts, and it gives everybody gets a really, really
meaty role,
meaty fun role to
and
play.
It's become, you can't in certain circles mention Woody Allen anymore, but he used to literally whoever he wanted would come on as movies. Rian Johnson is doing these with the Knives Out movies. You get the call, you say yes, I think, without reading the script. Mm. Everyone's in great form. It lands on Netflix tomorrow. It was in cinemas for 2 weeks, which makes me believe they think there might be supporting cast Oscars and stuff like that. Josh O'Connor could be nominated for Best Oscar, I think. Best Actor in an Oscar.
That's good.
In an Oscar.
So is it as good as the first one? Because
yes.
The second wasn't
great. I'm with you on that. I find this, but I think the second one was kind of a victim of when it was made, because it was trying to lean into the sort of COVID and
it was all on an island. I think this is as good, if not better than the first one.
Oh,
it's
wow.
kind of gothic because it's set in this church. It's not scary, but it's also making a point about people going crazy in congregations and stuff like that. It's terrific. It's a great, and you not leave your brain at the door, but it's just good old fashioned entertainment.
Yeah, but that's kind of what I'm looking for in the Christmas New Year period, to be very honest. Okay. Now, I like my Christmas movies, you know, sort of warm, wholesome, chocolates, maybe an old Irish coffee, relaxation on the couch. And
well,
you handed
have I
me
another movie for you.
Silent Night, Deadly Night, a remake of the infamous Killer Santa film from the 80s. Oh, tell me more.
Yes, it is. It's definitely a niche taste, I would say. I certainly fall into the small bracket of people who would find it enjoyable and fun. But I went to see it in the cinema on Monday. They had a screening and it was just good crack. If you like kind of horror and you like the sort of kind of comedic horror where it is actually playing up to the sort of nonsense of it. There's some laugh out loud moments in this, but they are soaked in a lot of blood and gore.
So is it a Christmas movie or a Halloween movie?
Oh, it's a Christmas movie.
Because somebody's so dressed as Santa.
The premise of it, and again, I don't want to give any spoilers, is there is this guy, Billy. He witnessed his parents being murdered on Christmas Day, on the same day that his grandfather died. And he then has this urge. We're not told until the end, so I'm not going to obviously ruin it for people. But he has this urge in the sort of, he has a little advent calendar, and every day leading up to Christmas, he has to kill somebody. But it's kind of Dexter-ish in that they have to be from the naughty list.
Okay, I actually do like the idea of a horror for people who want something a bit twisted in the holidays. You know, who get a bit bored of the
saccharine
sweetness.
Is a good vibe. Yeah. That's a growing thing. There's almost not a kickback. People still love Christmas movies, but when you watch, the more life goes on, there are this slew of movies where people are kind of saying, Christmas is only so-so. Or we're seeing a bit more of those kind of things where it's not just, yay, the family are all together and it's a wonderful life.
You know? It's less taboo to have a festive slasher.
I think so.
I mean, look, when the original came out in 1984, I think it was pulled out of cinemas after 1 week because there was such a pushback against it. And the remake is much, much better than the original because it's, I suppose, it's a bit more knowing about what it's doing. And there's a little bit more artfulness to the gore. But yeah, I think you're dead right. If people are a bit just, they've had their fill, their stocking is full, so to speak, and they want something a bit different, this would be the movie for you.
There's a documentary 2 years ago by a great Irish documentary maker called Ken Wardrop, and it's called So This Is Christmas, and he follows these people in the Midlands who have a really hard time with Christmas. It's a documentary. There's a woman with an eating disorder, there's a newly widowed husband looking after two children, there's a bachelor, and it's like, Christmas is great. No, it isn't for some people, but it's a brilliant watch. It's not very cheery, but it's very honest.
Okay, one to watch in the future. Sorry. Now, the complete antidote to that is your next choice. Now, I did see this flashed up somewhere recently and I thought, oh God, do I really want to go there, Mr. Bean, at Christmas time? This is Man versus Baby, the follow-on that none of us knew we needed to Man versus Bean.
Man versus Bean. Now, just to be clear, it's not Mr. Bean.
But he does look like Mr. Bean.
He does. He plays a character called Trevor Binkley, and in Man versus versus B, he was a house sitter. He's the same character. And for some inexplicable reason, he didn't just leave the house. He decided to fight a bee and broke the house up. In this one, he's back house sitting with a baby through very strange, circuitous circumstances has come into his possession. He's in this very fancy penthouse overlooking like the London Eye and the docks and all that down there. Apologies to my London geography. It's the London skyscape. And him and the baby are getting into hijinks in this fancy apartment that he's house sitting, right? And it is that classic Rowan Atkins slash Mr. Bean where he's, you know, pitfalls are befalling him. Here's the thing, right? Like, I'm of the opinion, you know, Rowan Atkinson is allowed to do what he wants, and Johnny English and Mr. Bean have made him shed loads of money. There was a time he did Blackadder and was part of Not the 9 O'Clock News, and he was a genius. But there is a market for this kind of thing. And it does hark back to a certain extent, you know, Harold Lloyd, Laurel and Hardy, even Charlie Chaplin. I watched this with my seven-year-old and he howled laughing.
Well, this has been my big surprise. My children, who are 4 and 6, watch Mr. Bean and howl
but
with laughter.
You know,
they think he is hysterical and it's so innocent, but it's really cynical. Yeah. I like it.
It's really well observed physical humor, and like there was a time I think where he got a lot of his money for it. Mm-hmm. It was played on pretty much every airline because you didn't need subtitles. It worked for any language.
And like it seems like it's really easy to dis. It's very hard to do that kind of slapstick comedy, and he's brilliant at it. If you liked Man versus Bee, you like this one. It's set at Christmas. But it is what you'd expect it to be. And he's going, oh, golly gosh, I've left the baby in a bin. Like, that's what it is.
Okay, so it's not the type of movie you're going to have to excuse yourself to make a fake cup of tea when you're uncomfortable with
no.
your family.
Yeah, no, sorry,
okay,
it is a series, though.
It's a series.
Yeah,
it's four-part series, is it?
I don't know. I was sent 3. I think there may be more than that. Anyway, we'll Google it. There's many of them.
Okay. We will get the details on that. Your next recommendation, Dee, is The Revenge Club. What's the vibe with this one?
This is like, so I haven't seen the series. It comes out tomorrow, but I've read the book that it is based on, which is called The Othello Club. And it is basically about a group of people who come together in a sort of support group for divorced people. And they take it a little bit far and they start dealing out revenge, basically, through the jigs and the reels of it. It is a comedy now. What starts as innocent pranks like a rodent infestation and fake fortune telling rapidly escalates into an unfortunate and deadly accident. So I kind of do feel like myself and Sean have got the naughty list and the nice list here, because
Deez, your watch list is really
make
dark. Me warm and cozy
I'm
inside.
So sorry. I don't know what this says about me this week. But yeah, it is it is, as I say, like the First Wives Club on steroids. It's a bit of crack, great cast, and looking forward to watching the series.
Okay, where can you watch that?
Paramount Plus.
Paramount Plus, okay. The Puff Daddy doc, I saw that also flash up, I think, on my Netflix recently.
This is not cheery. This is not the nice list. Sean Combs, The Reckoning. It's confusing. He's had so many names over the years. Puffy, Puff Daddy, all that kind of stuff. So in case you don't know, he is currently serving a 50-month sentence in jail for transportation, doing transportation to engage in prostitution, just to get that right. He has a number of civil suits pending, not criminal ones, civil suits against a number of women. Women taking civil suits against him. This is his story over 4 parts. And it's pretty horrible. He's written cease and desist letters to Netflix to get them to stop. There is no way back, I would imagine, for Puff Daddy after this documentary.
He's also taken a copyright dispute over some of the footage.
Some of the footage. And
50 Cent has directed it.
Sorry, just on this, 50 Cent, did you see that thing about him doing the interviews on local news stations? And he deliberately chose kind of small local stations because they were the only TV stations that Puff Daddy would have access to in prison. So, like, literally so that he had to watch him.
Yeah. The thing about this is, right, all the horror is in there that you'd expect. There are, you know, is interesting the wrong word to say when there's clearly victims and all this, but some things about his childhood that are, you know, darkly fascinating. And for instance, his mother and his father left and then was murdered. His mother was a kind of showbiz personality, but used to bring people to the house, and they had these strange parties where there was pimps and stuff, and you keep thinking, freak out party. I'm in no way making excuses, but that old thing, as the
dark
twig
watch
is bent, so shall the tree grow. It's a very dark watch. It's darkly compelling in some ways, you know.
Okay, I just want to ask you briefly about your final recommendations. Die, my love.
Another cheery one for you. This is, it's actually a fantastic film. It is Jennifer Lawrence, and I mean, I just find her endlessly compelling as an actress. I think she's fantastic, and she is superb in this role. She kind of carries the film, in my opinion. It tells the story of Grace, who's played by Jennifer Lawrence, and her partner Jackson. They move into an old country house. She's pursuing her dream of writing. They welcome a baby soon after, and then she descends into postpartum psychosis. So, yeah, maybe not one for a Christmas watch for all the family.
Yeah, but a really interesting topic.
Really, really interesting. And genuinely, she is...
She's brilliant in it.
She's fantastic in it. There's aspects of the film that I think could have been done better, but I think her performance in it is superb.
Okay, definitely want to watch there. Okay, we're going to have to leave it for now. But Dee Reddy and John Fardy, thank you for bringing in that eclectic mix of suggestions for our Christmas viewing.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.